Proclamation number 8972 of 7th of May, 1965. Messages from the Heights. Second. A vast area has been opened up to you. An area which you would not be able to penetrate without the working of the Spirit within you. For I myself instruct you and give you knowledge which far surpasses your intellectual thinking. But this is the result of most intimate union with me, from whom truth takes its origin. I want to answer all your questions as soon as you enter into this intimate union with me, because then you open yourselves again to my illumination of love, and you can hear my word as in the beginning. But then you have also given me the proof that you want to belong to me yourselves. You have passed the test of will, which is purpose and aim of your earth life. And now you will also want to pass on this knowledge supplied to you of your own accord, because it drives you to spread the truth. And again those will listen to you who also want to be connected with me, and therefore knowledge draws wide circles, but which cannot be offered to you on the part of man, who believe to be able to penetrate intellectually into an area, which only I myself can open up to you truthfully. What wealth you could gain when you accept my word, when you make the knowledge your own and would again acquire the knowledge for yourselves, which you once possessed and had voluntarily given away. Then you would also want to return the love to me, with which I pursue you incessantly, because I do not want to lose you. And then your existence on earth would be concluded, and you could enter the kingdom of light and happiness as my children, with whom I could create and work always and forever. But you do not believe that such messages from above can come from God Himself, because you still think of this God as being so far away from you that you cannot recognize the Father in Him, who addresses His children in all love. And you are also still far from Him and cannot hear His voice because you are still inferior to Him who wants to keep you in thick darkness to not lose you. And still these messages should also touch you unusually that you should not let them pass you by unchecked, and you will also recognize a gleam of light when you are of good will. For my word has this power to have an effect where my adversary is not yet entirely his master. Then you will feel touched and addressed by me, then your state will no longer be entirely hopeless. When you yourselves are introduced into my kingdom, about which I alone can give you enlightenment, then you can see from it that it is quite impossible to be able to fathom such an area only with the intellect, and the binding from above to the earthly world would have to be quite obvious to you. And then you will also no longer doubt the truth of the spiritual material offered to you because only one can instruct you about it who controls this area. And when you further know about my endless love, which does everything to win you back again, then you will also understand that I cannot tolerate to see you going along in error, and therefore work just as obviously against error, in which the enemy of all life entangles you, and that my effort is always to oppose truth to error, so that you find out of darkness to light and that these messages received through the Spirit are the very light which shall brightly illuminate your path, which every person should seriously desire in order to fulfill his purpose of earthly life. You should not pass it by, for it is the greatest gift of grace which can be bestowed upon you. You hear me myself, and what comes from me will certainly also bring you to perfection. Amen.